Welcome to St. John's United Church of Christ.
We're a church which opens its arms to the leadership and participation of the LGBT plus community.
All are welcome here.
More than welcome here. This is home. We belong.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone this morning who made this service possible. It's been just beautiful so far, and especially I want to give a shout out to Michelle because she picked all this musical material, and it's just been a blessing to me, and I hope to all of you. So I'm speaking to you from my home in Ann Arbor today, and I also want to tell you that I'm having a few hiccups here because my own laptop just died. And so I'm using my husband's, thank God he has one right here. But I'm looking at my sermon notes in my tablet, which is over here. So I will be going from here to here. And just know that my eyes will be traveling, but I believe that God has given me these words to say today, and something in them will be of help to you as it is to me. So the title of my sermon today was Seek Spirit, Never Stop. And this is something that I've learned throughout my lifetime. Seek Spirit, Never Stop. Things happen that bring us away from keeping God in the front of our mind. And things happen to people that we love. And it can really get us away from our spiritual center. So I hope you remember the title, Seek Spirit, Never Stop. I want you all to think back to a time when maybe you had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, a relationship that was new and a relationship that seemed very important to you. Just close your eyes now with me and imagine what that was to be like. Imagine you two are somewhere together, just the two of you. Notice that you see things around you, but they don't really matter. Was there ever a time like that for you? Was it ever quiet between you and this person? And how long was the silence? Just as long as you could stand it, right? Because although it was great to be together, you needed connection. You needed words, you needed touch, any connection at all. You had to have it. And when you were away from that person, couldn't you just go nuts until you saw them again? It was so hard waiting for that next time. This relationship is spiritual because love is spiritual. So this kind of a relationship that's spiritual needs a human type of connection. Without that connection, love can fade away. Did that ever happen to you? It's happened to me with God before. Sadly, to be sure. Sorry, my computer isn't working quite right. Not quite right here. There we go. So it's in our relationship with God, the Spirit, and Jesus, the Trinity. If we don't keep in contact relationship can fade away. Sad to say, our love for God can fade. But the Spirit is with us. The Spirit has promised to always be with us. And as I get to know people of other faiths, other religions, those who are very devout are also aware of this spiritual connection that they need to keep. Now, we can call God by any name that has meaning to us. Many names are used in the Bible. And I've used many names throughout my lifetime, whichever had the most meaning to me at the time. But lately I've noticed that I'm using the same name, and that's Spirit. The Spirit of God, we are told, is holy. The Spirit of God is our comforter, God with us. Yes, we can call on God, on Jesus, because they're both alive and well. But the Spirit was revealed at Pentecost, and it is the Spirit that is like the wind, as Jesus said. You can't see it, but you can perceive what it does. That's the Spirit that we have with us all the time. Just like that person we once felt so close to that we could hardly wait until our next meeting, that person that if we were ever silent, we yearned for words to connect us. We yearned to touch them. We needed that connection like we needed air to breathe. And yet, we easily lose connection with Spirit, with God, Jesus, because we don't make the effort. The spiritual reality is this: that one day when our bodies can no longer take the wear and tear of life on this planet, the body will die. And the soul, which is you, will live, continuously live. The physical things will pass away, and the things of heaven will be the only things that are real. We were each given a life to live, physically, spiritually, but living only physically doesn't work well. When we live physically and spiritually, we are acknowledging the truth of both of our natures, our true selves. I think we who were raised in church or go to church were trained well how to say a prayer, especially when we want something we can't get on our own. We have not been trained so well to just be with the Holy Spirit, to just be with God, who is with everyone, everyone, no exceptions. So in fact, some of us actually make no connection, or we go through periods when we make no connection. Some of us do make a spiritual connection week to week, going to services, going to Zooms, and this, for whatever reason we do it, it leaves us with a love for God that sadly comes close to fading away at times. Just like the relationship of love with someone very special. It has to be kept alive by being with them and speaking with them consistently. If you don't keep up connection, even something as strong as love can actually fade. When this happens, the Spirit hasn't left us, but participating in life, the very life of life, with a truly good and satisfying life, this cannot happen without us connecting to God's love. You may be with people who love God, and that feels great. You may be with people who connect with the Spirit, but it won't be your love unless you personally make the relationship happen. So how does that happen? In a human way, of course. We must connect with this Holy Spirit within us. Talk Yes, but then listen. It has been called practicing the presence. Listen for that still small voice that through the ages, humankind has heard and communed with. Talk, listen, and then dare to sit in silence with the Holy Spirit. This builds your relationship. As I've practiced this, I found that the most effective communication is found in one word, and that word is Spirit. When you know you need help, but don't really know what kind of help, you can simply say, Spirit. That's enough. And in that, you are acknowledging the Spirit that God promised to give us that would never leave or forsake you. When you can, take time away from your obligations to simply sit. Breathe deeply. And let all the words go. Just be with the Holy Spirit, given to every person at their birth. Give up trying to make things happen. Surrender. I think some of the best advice ever given in the Bible is this. Cease your striving. Stop. Just stop when you know you need help. Give it all to God because you know God will do it best anyway. Human beings can never see things with the perspective of the whole picture like God does. God wants the best for everyone concerned. So just say Spirit. It lets you surrender to God in a way which is never wrong. Never untimely, never messed up. Step by step, calling on Spirit has made me a happier person, plain and simple. And it's the Spirit, the relationship with the Spirit has made me the person I am meant to be. The way I perceive it, it takes no hard work, believing in something I do not know or what I can't imagine. I don't have to deny what I perceive as real. All I have to do and must do is the two little words, the name of my sermon, seek Spirit. And then I let go. All I do and must do is seek Spirit. I have seen Spirit work in the most dire of circumstances and in the most joyous of circumstances. And so with this talk today, I'm just bearing witness to what you probably know already. Living spiritually and physically is the key to a good life. Take your leap and let go. All it takes is willingness. I would also say letting go and letting God. But you know, this works even if you don't believe in God. It's just how the world works. It works without or with us. And it is our choice to participate or not. And I have chosen to participate. Have you? There are limitless ways to seek Spirit. I really love the author by the name of Myrtle Fillmore. She's one of the leaders in a church called Unity. Myrtle had been sickly all her life, diagnosed by doctors first with tuberculosis and then malaria. She couldn't get rid of either one. These illnesses robbed her of the full life she wished to live until she came to realize that God doesn't want God's children to suffer sickness or sorrow. And she proceeded to actually recreate, those are her words, recreate her physical body to be one of good health and sound mind. And this she did with affirmative prayers, such as this: I am God's perfect child. God is at work within me, far beyond what I can ask or think. She began by speaking to her body of the truth she had recognized, that her own body could be remade by the sound of her voice. She spoke to her body daily, and even more often, saying that she was the child of God. She spoke saying that she had good health within her. She gained confidence as she saw small improvements in her body's health. And after a period of 2 years, she was actually healed of tuberculosis and malaria. She used the word spirit to orient the cells of her body to do their job, to heal and to glow with health. Our bodies are made to be healthy. They're made to heal themselves. She directed the cells of her body to actually line up, saying, march forward, bringing health to this body in every way. Slowly and methodically, she stopped herself from speaking in any negative way, eliminating negativity that might lessen the effects of the words of truth that she spoke. Through this experience, Myrtle Fillmore came to see that life is a gift and not a difficult assignment to march or muddle through. A gift is never meant to bring sorrow or injury. So she only allowed in her mind that which supported her drive to be happy and physically whole. And over the following 2 years, she kept making up mantras as they came to her. Mantras that reinforced the truth that was revealed to her through the spirit, that we have nothing to worry about and nothing to fear. That when we establish these facts, our mind is free to relax and be happy. Then Myrtle Fillmore concluded in her autobiography this truth: our souls must be awakened and brought to the realization of truth and be encouraged to bring forth all our good from inside to out and powerfully use this truth to find life happy, bringing together spirit, soul, and body to create harmonious spiritual living in the here and now. These are her words, and she says it best. Whatever I have done, whatever has been done to me, there is within every person the pattern of perfection. This is why there is so much in the Bible about attaining and expressing perfection, even though it is impossible in a human way. This principle is already within each of us and only needs to be activated. Following this, our life, our power, and our substance will recreate new soul qualities as well as physical structures, and so come forth as a new creature. This theme speaks throughout the whole Bible. We know that when something goes wrong, we can feel cut off or not connected to spirit. But it is God who actually says, forget that wrong. You are forgiven no matter what. Your slate is clean. That is even before we realize what we have done is wrong, before we come to the point of admitting that we were wrong, even before we apologize. God says, you are forgiven. In fact, the psalmist says, speaking for God, as far as the east is from the west, so so far have I removed your transgressions from you? Isn't this such good news? I think we have all felt the draw of things that happen going onward. It has been said that doing the same thing twice in a row creates a habit. Once the same thing has been repeated many times, it becomes very difficult to change. In fact, I use this principle in my music teaching. Repeat a musical phrase many times and it almost seems to play on its own. But there are many times in life where repetition is not optimal. Human beings need change, and often. Myrtle Fillmore noticed that change can happen easily when we speak the truth and not just what we see happening, but speak the truth even though it may defy the present moment's reality, which we are observing. Speak the change you wish to see, and it will appear easily without our effort. So again, seek spirit. This is the truth. Speak the truth of the spirit, even though you may feel unsure, unconfident. Speak the truth, the best you can see. Your word is powerful. It may take many repetitions, but it is hard for the universe to resist putting in play a goodness, both imagined and spoken. Change is actually very easy for life when it is expressed in terms of goodness and truth. So seek spirit, never stop. Whatever's going on with you, whatever your worries are, whatever your illness, seek spirit, never stop. When you have no words for your situation, remember, connecting with spirit will help keep your relationship alive. Seek spirit, never stop. Amen.
Let's go in peace. Our service has ended. Thank you all for being here.